It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh, Kane Radio, AM 1240, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
And we are back, another edition of Positively Iberia. As we welcome back to the show, Marty Harrell. Marty, how are you today?
Ooh, I'm positively excited today. This is a big day for Positively Iberia because the annual banquet for the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce is tonight, 72nd annual, and the theme is Positively Iberia. So those big red exclamation points that you see on the Positively Iberia logo are going to prevail tonight. So we're really excited about that.
Real good. So again, I understand yesterday was the deadline to get tickets, or is there still any window there?
Actually, Jeff, it's sold out.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
We're expecting upwards of 400 people tonight. It's going to be obviously the biggest business event of Iberia Parish for the year, and it's going to be great because Dr. Lauren Scott, the guest speaker, our economist, is going to be bringing us a unique perspective on the Louisiana economy and the Acadiana economy, and we'll be giving our Civic Service Award to Kenny Lejeune, the Business Impact Awards to 180 Cajun Blends and Seasonings, Distillery Acadian, and special recognition to Vermilion Business Group, and the Chamber leadership will have that sort of official, unofficial gavel exchange with the leadership. So it's going to be really interesting. And, of course, we need to shout out and thank our presenting sponsor, Iberia Medical Center. They're making this event happen for us. And our gold sponsors are Cox and CoSource Financial Media, Financial Group, sorry about that. And bronze sponsors, Franklin Foundation Hospital, Partners Paint and Body, Bonan Tire and Service, Caddyshack Golf Cards, Instant Home Furnishings, and Checkpoint Urgent Care. Wanted to get that in and tell them all thank you so much for helping. Also, we're going to have a taste around. Jeff, you got to save up and be hungry.
Well, I haven't eaten yet today.
Oh, so there you go. We have 18 restaurants that are going to be showcasing their dishes tonight. They'll be able to taste around, and there may even be a little surprise in that 18 that folks are not expecting. So come, those of you who have your tickets, please bring your tickets with you, and we will see you tonight at 6.
Absolutely. And one of the other treats, they're going to see me in long pants. It's one of those rare moments where put on the big boy pants.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I in fact, my husband and I had a bet about that, so I think maybe I won.
you may have had inside info, though.
Cool. Well, like I said, we're really excited, and so definitely be watching the Chamber's website. I'm sure there'll be lives and all kinds of postings going on there. And speaking of that, don't forget that you can be watching this live on Facebook Live via the Positively Iberia Facebook page. And I think I see you have your Tesh Matters watch party lined up there.
Well, I shared it to the page. I don't think I started the watch party.
You can do that too. And of course, everything is posted on our Positively Iberia page once the show is over, so that if you happen to miss it, you can do that. And speaking of that, the link to this morning's KADN News 15 interview with our guest panel this morning is already up on the KADN website and also shared out on the Positively Iberia page. So in case you missed this morning's interview with David and Aaron, you can catch that on our Facebook page as well. We're just busy, busy, Jeff.
Absolutely. Time to introduce our cast here.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves because I like for folks to get names and voices to go with it or whatever. So, Mr. Dahlquist, take it away and introduce yourself.
Well, thank you, Marty, and thank you, Jeff, for inviting us to visit with your listeners this morning. It's a treat. My name is David Dahlquist. That's a Swedish name from way up north.
We say that's a good Cajun name.
Yeah, okay, good. And I am with the Tesh Project, the nonprofit organization which represents the 135-mile-long National Water and Paddle Trail, cool. the Bayou Teche. And so we're here this morning to talk about some of our events. And joining me this morning is our newly appointed administrator, Aaron Bass.
Hey, Aaron. Say hello and tell everybody.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Good. And you've been with the Teche Project now, what, a couple of months?
Since November.
Oh, so. Since November. Okay.
I'm brand new.
Well, good. Good. And our other guest is?
Hello. My name is Carl Cooper, Jr., and I am the president of Envision the Berry. And that's a local nonprofit organization here in town that supports creative and artistic activities. And I'm also the market manager, one of the projects that we created in 2017 on Hopkins Street. It's called the Berry Fresh Market.
Awesome. And we'll talk some more about the good things that are going on in Envision the Berry. Did you have a comment, Jeff?
No, I just was doing some checking on some stuff.
Yeah, we're checking audio. We have to do that kind of on the fly. So live radio, live Facebook Live, it's all special. I do have a couple of little, or actually one quick announcement before we get into details with our panelists. The Better Days on the Bayou group has teamed up with the Bayou Mardi Gras Association and announced its next initiative, which is Fête Iberia. Fête means to celebrate, and what a better time to celebrate Iberia Parish than at Mardi Gras. So, once again, they are asking all of the elected officials to decorate an area in their district for Mardi Gras, but this time it doesn't have to be limited to elected officials. Anyone is welcome to participate. How many businesses will decorate their establishment to help us create and celebrate Mardi Gras in Iberia Parish? You can send a message on Better Days on the Bayou to get information if you want to participate in Fête Iberia. So I thought that's really cool. Let's just keep decorating for every holiday and keep celebrating. That is awesome.
No doubt. The holidays do tend to flow, and one goes right into the other, it seems. And so keep the bright lights going. We do have a caller on the line. We'll see if it's a question. Well, we had a caller. Apparently, they didn't want to be on the air, and that's okay. But if you do have a question or comment for our panel, feel free to give us a call at 367-1240, or again, make those comments on the Positively Iberia Facebook page as well.
Yeah, Jeff will let us know when something comes up on Facebook. So, well, David, let's first talk a little bit, in case some of our listeners are not familiar with the Teche Project. I realized when I was doing my research, I looked and I said, oh my goodness, there are periods between T-E-C-H-E. So it's not just the word, it's actually an acronym. And what does that stand for?
Well, good catch. That's one of our sort of like private secrets. I mean, you really have to be in the know to know. But the Teche Project is, and the Teche, word Teche, is an acronym. And it accounts for the words Teche, ecology, culture, history, and education. So we use the letters of the Teche to spell out some of the very important principles that the nonprofit stands for.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm a Jeopardy fan. I tape it every day and watch it when I get home. And yesterday, one of the categories was backronyms. And that's, and what Teche is technically a backronym, because you had a word and you made the, you had a word like Teche,
yes,
and made the letters to mean something in
and,
the pro,
and that. We expanded it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I said, when I saw that, I said, well, look at there, the Teche Project is a backronym.
Well, there we go. Thank you. But yes, the Teche Project is the nonprofit organization. We are in the 11th year,
cool.
So we've been around a little while, and we're very proud of some of the accomplishments. We represent really four parishes, St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary.
Right, because the Teche runs through all of those parishes.
Exactly.
Right?
It runs 135 miles. And the program here that you have, Marty, that you're directing, Positively Iberia, is really important, and I'm again so pleased that you've asked us to be part of this, because as we represent this regional resource what's important is about how it can be important to the local communities.
Exactly. And I noticed, of course, I'm following you guys because I'm very eager to know what's going on. I noticed, didn't you just complete a project maybe in Laurelville? Was that the, or there was, fill me in on what's been going on in Iberia Parish, because there's been something recently happened. Is the Waypoint sign?
Yes, in fact, it's coming up. We have two of our big projects mm-hmm. that we've been very successful in receiving funding for is installing new kayak and canoe docks
right.
in the communities
along
the Tesh. Mm-hmm. And Laurelville has one of the docks right now.
And was that the recent one maybe that I saw?
Well, it might have been. The other thing that is a secondary project or a second project is installing information kiosks.
Right, kind of like a kind of waypoint.
Exactly.
From the visitors on the bayou.
And in fact, that may be what you're looking at, because coming up a Tuesday, January 28th, we have an unveiling in Laurelville.
Ah, there we go.
Of the information kiosk. So that's one of the events we might talk about a little bit this morning. But
okay.
The public is welcome to that at 1:00 on Tuesday, January 28th, and that we will unveil. This will be the 8th. Kiosk of 16 that we are installing with the help of local sponsors and federal funding that we have received. So that's one of our events, but we're here to talk about a couple of other events.
Oh yes, absolutely. But I was like, okay, what are we doing here? But we have some we have a really fun thing coming up, right?
Oh yeah, well, everything,
they're all fun.
They're all fun.
This is hands-on fun.
Yes. Yes.
Who's going to talk about the wood duck management workshop?
Well, I'll mention it just briefly, and then I'll have Aaron add some details.
Okay.
So we have this coming Saturday is one of our wood duck workshops. And I want to make sure everybody knows it will be at the Shadows Visitor Center.
Right.
And it starts at 9:30 on Saturday morning, runs till about noon. And this is not for wood ducks.
This is for the ducks themselves.
Right. This is for people who want to sponsor and support and install wood duck houses. And so it's a very informative program, and it's one of our education programs, and we invite everybody to attend.
What is the purpose to the box?
Well, the box provides a home for wood ducks to lay their eggs, hatch, and launch a whole flock of new wood ducks into the world.
Cool. And when you say launch, they do, don't they?
Oh, that day where it's called jump day, where all the little baby chicks or ducklings jump out one after another, and it's quite an event.
Because the box is up above ground several feet, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's up about four feet. There's usually a rodent guard and so forth. And I must admit, my wife and I have installed a wood duck house a couple of years ago, and I still have a for rent sign up for mine.
Nobody's found it yet.
No. But hopefully that'll change soon.
But does it have to be by a waterway?
Well, it helps, because that's what the wood ducks live in, that environment.
Right.
And then when the hen lays the eggs and they hatch, then that jump day is those little chicks jump out, or ducklings jump out all in a line, and they go straight to the water. They're like ready to swim, and they're hungry. And so that's where they get fed, and the parent ducks take care of the little ducks, but they need the water to do that.
Right. And wood ducks are beautiful. Am I remembering them correctly that the male wood duck has got that beautiful iridescent, almost peacock color feathers,
They are beautiful. They're a little smaller than some ducks, but they are absolutely beautiful.
So anybody's listening or watching, you know, if you're not sure what a wood duck looks like, Google it, because they're a beautiful, one of God's beautiful creatures for sure.
One of the fascinating things about having a wood duck house, and when you have a hen in there laying eggs, a lot of people will put a little video camera in there and record the hatching of the eggs, because you have to know when that jump day is, and it happens just on one day, and then you want to try to be there to see that event of these little ducklings jumping out.
That is so cute. So this workshop, they'll learn more about habitat, I'm assuming. Will they also learn how to make a box? Is that going to happen at the
It will. It will. And in fact, at the workshop, you'll be able to order a wood duck box.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, and there'll be a few there for sale. And if people are interested, we'll make sure that people can get their wood duck box.
Okay. Aaron, is there a fee to go to this?
There is. If you're a member of the TESH Project, which you should absolutely become one via our website, teshproject.org. But if you're not a member, you can sign up that morning, or it's $5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and membership starts at $20, so, you know, you might as well just spend the extra $15.
Because then you get all the other membership perks. And
right, and then you would get invited to our annual banquet on the 25th, and you could get into that for free as well.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, you want to talk about the annual banquet a little bit? Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure.
Not to be confused with the Chambers Banquet that's happening tonight.
No, not at all. yeah, our annual membership banquet will be on Saturday, January 25th, from 5 to 9 p.m., at the Veterans Hall in Brobridge.
And it is appropriate that you... Do I remember a conversation when we were talking earlier that y'all try to rotate the annual banquet through the parishes that are all along the Tash? Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And so next year or the following year, we will be back in New Iberia.
Gotcha. Yeah. I just wanted to let our listeners know that that's one of the things that we talked about earlier in discussing how to cover the activities of the TESH project, is to focus on the things that are happening in Iberia Parish and let them know, even though this year it's happening in Brobridge, let's just go down LA 31 this time, because it'll be back here eventually. But you do cover five parishes, did I understand that?
Four parishes. Yeah. But we really also cover the entire United States. We have members from all around the country.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah. Well, I would imagine that folks are into waterway sports definitely keep an eye on what's going on with the TESH Project.
Indeed.
Kayaking and canoeing and birders, I'm sure, involved in it. And I know we visited with the mayor a little bit. Today, he's coming up on Positively Iberia in February, but he's very proud of the fact that we're going to have the new docks here, and he'll be talking more about that. So, yeah, it's our Bayou Tash is a big asset, just like our port. We talked about our port last week. We're going to be talking about our airport later next month. All of those assets that we have here in Iberia Parish, and unfortunately, so many of us take them for granted.
Yes, indeed. The annual banquet, I'll just add, and maybe Aaron can fill in, but it's free to members, and it's a fun evening. We have good food, good catered food. We have local music. We have a very short business meeting.
Got to have a little business meeting, because
right.
Bylaws make that happen, right?
And then we have music as well, and a guest speaker. So
cool.
Yeah, I was going to talk more about the guest speaker.
Go ahead.
Because that on its own will be a reason to attend. This year it's going to be Dr. Brandon Ballanger, and he does the Atelier de la Nature in Cecilia and Arnoville. But he's an artist and biologist, and the title of his presentation is Ecoventions, Combining Science with Art to Inspire Conservation.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. That sounds like fun. Well, we're going to switch gears here briefly. We'll come back around and do some recap, but we want to get some – there's so much going on with Envision to Barry. We want to get Carl in here. Carl, bring people up to speed. You know, you guys have got the Berry Fresh Market, and you're doing – those who have been in the Berry Fresh Market maybe don't know about the expansion that's going on there.
Right. With the Berry Fresh Market, we're expanding the garden space in the back, because behind the market there's a garden there, and we're planting fresh produce, all local, no pesticides, no harmful chemicals. And right now what's growing it are beets, spinach, kale, mustard greens, radish, lettuce, arugula, and many different greens and many different crops.
Yeah, because in the wintertime, we're still planting pretty much winter stuff, right?
Yes. I started planting tomatoes and, you know, other plants, which I'll keep in the inside. But,
right.
You know, we're planting a lot of good, healthy food back there. So
that's awesome.
To bring the health conscious and the health awareness to the community and to have a spot, you know, in a food desert where they don't have local fresh organic food there.
That is awesome. How long is the, just again, because we may have some people that didn't even know you were there, how long has the market been open and hours that it's open? I know there's special hours.
Okay. The start of the project was 2016. So we took a building there on Hopkins Street, right across the street from where the old Buck Johnson Park used to be. And that building there, it was just dormant and boarded up. So we renovated it in 2016, that fall, and by the beginning of 2017, we opened up business, and that's when the Berry Fresh Market was open to the public, and the garden was created in the back of the space to supply the Berry Fresh Market with fresh produce, and we also have chickens back there, so we have fresh eggs, and
wow.
We use natural fertilizer and natural composting. And
the circle goes round and round.
Yes,
right?
Yes. In fact, the local McDonald's would bring their coffee grinds, you know,
right.
And to help with the composting.
Shout out to Mr. Larry. You've been the Miller, Larry Miller, and the McDonald's has also been doing that for the Iberia Community Garden too, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And the Iberia Community Garden is still a project of Envision DeBerry, correct?
Yes, it is. Panat Exenamane, he actually runs the Iberia Community Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And weekly he brings fresh herbs and fresh produce that he grows there at Iberia Community Garden there to the Berry Fresh
right,
Market.
Right, right. Just down the street.
Yeah, just down the street. It was a great partnership. And that's actually where I first started working with Envision DeBerry at Iberia Community Garden. An elderly businessman, Mr. Rudolph Plumboy, before he passed away, he introduced me and Panat, and mm-hmm. since then, you know, we just worked together and partnered together, put our ideas together and visions, and made a lot happen right there.
So I'm assuming that the Berry Fresh Market proceeds are just bootstrapped back into the organization for operating expenses and that type of thing. What other financial resources do you have or are you looking for?
We have fundraisers set up right now. The Show Tune Sing-Along actually will be this Saturday on the 18th right here in New Iberia on Main Street at a spot for tea. And it will be on the 18th from 5:30 till 9:30. And the theme of it is going to be a snow tune sing-along.
Snow tunes.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we're doing some Frozen stuff this time, huh?
Yes, it's a nice sing-along. Many people come out and they sing along. They have a guy on the piano. He
right,
really gets
right.
down, and the crowd is, you know, nice, and they're drinking wine and eating good food there.
That's right. That's right. That's awesome. I know I've been to several show tune sing-alongs along the way, and it's just a lot of fun because you know what? It doesn't matter if you can sing or not. You can carry your tune in a bucket, right?
Right. Exactly.
But there are always beautiful voices that show up as well. So it's really exciting, and it's always a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie. I love that's a show tune sing-along. I have to admit, it's been a while since I've been, but I know the ones that I've gone to, a lot of the gifted and talented students from the area high schools will come by and participate, and it's just a good place to love up on your local talent, for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
It definitely
but
is.
It's a fundraiser for you because there's a donation bucket there, but there's no charge, right?
Right, there's no charge. There's a free membership. Well, there's a friend membership, which is $20 for a friend membership, and you'd get a free song there. And there is a donation jar there where you could tip and get a free song played for you, whatever your favorite song may be.
Cool. And you also, Envision DeBerry also has the Show Tune Sing-Along is kind of once a month now again, right?
Yes, Show Tune Sing-Along is once a month. We have one on the 18th of January and one February the 15th, that's the next one.
All right, but also once a month,
we have a garage
sale.
Right,
yeah.
Right, we just started a garage sale 2 months ago, and it's been expanding and picking up every month, but mm-hmm. a vendor can pay $25 at the market, and they'll have a spot in the parking lot for the garage sale. This last month it was on the 11th, but it was canceled. So we set another date for next month. But every month there's going to be a garage sale in the Berry Fresh Market's parking lot.
So it so if I understand this correctly, you can be a vendor that has new stuff, or you can bring your household goods. Is that right?
Yes, you can go through your closet, go through your garage, whatever you feel that you want to get, you know, sell.
You ready to to share your treasures, right, as it were? You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? That's cool. That's cool. So once a month, so they can get all the details on the events where?
On Envision the Berry Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah. And it's Envision, D-A-B-E-R-R-Y, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That is cool. That is cool.
I also want to touch on the Berry Fresh Market.
Yes.
Besides the produce, there's also oils and sauces and incense and jewelry and seasoning. And lately, one of the recent seasoning that came in was Louisiana Girl. And that's Denise Booty. She has a great seasoning that she just brought into the market just days ago, about a week ago. And it's almost sold out already, so I'll be getting another order of that in shortly. But we have handmade jewelry, a local lady in the community, Chrisha Wargu. She creates jewelry. It's very impressive. She's very talented. So we have a different variety of products and of items in the market to sell. So it's not just produce alone. But we do have fresh produce. We have sauces and jams and even a small book library. And people come and check out books and bring books, and they're intrigued with information. So we're, you know, vamping up and creating book clubs and becoming more and more health conscious and more of a community through Collaborate.
That's awesome. Any comments, Mr. David? I see you just smiling ear to ear.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear about it. I was just going to comment, my wife and I moved here 4 years ago from Iowa, and she had to go back this week to visit a friend of hers passed away, and so she's spending a little more time up there. The theme of snow is so important. She left here yesterday morning and it was 60 degrees.
Mm.
She's back in Iowa and she's not going to see above freezing temperatures till she gets back next Wednesday.
Yeah,
so
that's why
she's
Jeff
not caucusing. You're saying?
No.
Well, and I asked, back to the fresh market, hours of operation. Let's remind everybody.
It opens at 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Every day?
Wednesdays through Sundays.
There we go.
Yeah,
I thought I remembered it was midweek through the weekend, but I wasn't sure. That's why I wanted to make sure. So that's great. I have a couple of announcements. I'd just like to go ahead and get them in real quick, and we'll come back and do some wrap and talk a little bit more. I want to remind everyone that if you're interested in buying a brick for the new Veterans Memorial Fund that's going to be going up in Bullany Plaza. The bricks are available. They are a $100 donation to the Iberia Veterans Association Memorial Fund. We have the forms at the Chamber of Commerce office. However, we remind everyone, no one's going to be there today, but you can come by just about any other time and pick up a form and turn it in there. That is so that you can dedicate a brick that will be in the memorial with your veteran's name and honoring their service. So that's available. Also, just a reminder that the New Iberia Spanish Festival has announced the premiere of their 2020 Spanish Festival poster contest. And interestingly, this new aspect to it is it's a contest for middle and high school students. The submissions for the posters are due by the Friday, January 31st. And if you want to get all the details on the rules and regulations and everything, you can look it up on NewIberiaSpanishFestival.com, excuse me, or contact Brinkley Lopez at 337-349-7343. I think this is going to be very interesting. I love that they're involving the students. I love involving students, as everyone knows. Speaking of students, if you're at the banquet tonight, we will be playing the version of the Positively Iberia theme song that our seven Iberia Parish elementary school students produced for us. So that's going to be part of the premiere tonight.
Is that the same version I have already, or is there an updated version?
The one that you have was the rough cut. I'll send you over the final.
There's
very little difference between it, but yeah, we did. Avery did his board magic on it. Shout out to Avery Grubbs, our marketing and PR and IT specialist. So we're really excited about that. But that will be premiered tonight as part of the program. A couple of other things from our library. You know, our Iberia Parish Library is positively fabulous. They do great things, and pretty much everything they do is free of charge. A couple of things that are coming up. Tuesday, the 21st, is the once-a-month free yoga class with certified instructor Evelyn Miguez. It's open to novices and yoga pros, but you need to bring your own beach towel or yoga mat, and space is limited and spots go quickly. So sign up on the iberialibrary.org site and register for yoga. Speaking of healthy living, Carl, you know, we have to kind of work that in there, right?
Oh, yes, indeed.
And also, this is totally going to be a lot of fun. The Roaring Twenties Murder Mystery. That's going to be next Thursday, the 23rd. You don't want to miss that, because this is going to be a live-action, clue-inspired murder mystery scavenger hunt, and you'll figure out who amongst you is the killer, like in Clue. So that'll be cool. You can call the library at 364-7024 or visit iberialibrary.org. Registration is required for that, so please make sure to sign up to reserve your spot. We did, a couple of years ago, they did a murder mystery, and they actually took library patrons to dress in costume. And I did a part for that one. That was fun. This is going to be really fun because it's going to be like playing Clue live. I was really excited about that. So that's some of the things that are going on in the next couple of weeks before next week. We have a few more minutes. David and Aaron, since you guys are the focus this week, I know you got lots of stuff going on, so please take the mic again.
Well, thank you, Marty and Jeff. I just want to take a minute and recognize the Atchafalaya National Heritage Area. The TESH project received a grant in the amount of $46,000 from the Atchafalaya National Heritage Area, and I'll mention what that is here in a minute. But that grant is helping support the creation and production of the information kiosk.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I think I bring this up because I think it's so fitting for Positively Iberia, because part of what the Atchafalaya National Heritage Area, that's a national designation of 14 parishes by the National Park Service. Program is administered by the Lieutenant Governor's Office, and they do provide grants. Mm-hmm. Our $46,000 grant is probably one of the largest grants they've ever awarded. And one of the key things is that they see the recognition or the importance of connecting between the federal level, state level, and local level.
There are also some private partners in these activities as well, sponsors?
Oh, indeed. The kiosks are sponsored primarily by local sponsors.
Oh, cool.
Ranging from families and individuals all the way up to, we have SlimCo is one of the partners, and some of the local units of government.
That's awesome.
Iberia Parish Convention Visitor Bureau is a co-sponsor of the three kiosks that will be here in Iberia Parish.
Well, you know, I'm a great believer in regionalism. I obviously want to focus on what's going on in Iberia Parish, but, you know, governmental lines are just that. They're just lines, and nothing stops at a line and starts at another one. So, and I also am a big believer in public-private partnerships. Positively Iberia wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for underwriters and media supporters and actually the support of our governmental bodies, too, because the information that we get great deal of it comes from our government entities, and we feature them. So yeah, it's great to have.
Oh, I think what we're doing with the TESH project is an indication of the many potentials that we have here for, you know, using our local support and building on that at a regional, state, and federal level.
That's awesome. Aaron, real quick, like we need to kind of get to a wrap here. Remind folks the two events that are coming up the next week or so.
Sure. This Saturday is the Wood Duck Workshop, and it's at the Shadows on the Tesh Visitors Center, which is across the street from the Plantation Home. It is 9:30 a.m. to noon, free for members or $5. And then our annual banquet is January 25th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Veterans Hall in Brobridge. And the address for that is 300 Veterans Drive.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I hope people can join us for both or just one.
And they do need to register or...
They actually don't need to register.
For either? Even your banquet?
No, just
show up.
You can show up.
Yep. Okay.
You can show up, and we'll try to sign you up as a member when you do.
There you go. Carl, real quick, like, hours of operation for Berry Fresh?
Hours of operation, six. Hours of operation are from Wednesdays, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., sorry.
Wednesday through Sunday.
Yes, Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Till 6.
Right. And show tune sing-along Saturday, this Saturday.
This Saturday on the 18th, 5:30 until 9:30 at a spot for tea.
All right.
And one more thing. Sure. Envision the Berry has a bike share program, and that's what I was thinking about.
Oh, okay.
And where people come and donate bikes, and we fix the bikes up if they need repairing.
Wow.
And we give them away to the community.
So how can people reach you to talk more about things if they have things they want to donate or want to get involved?
They can reach me at the Berry Fresh Market or the Berry Fresh Market Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Or my cell phone.
Okay.
Which is 337-256-6195.
Okay. Aaron, real quick, how can they reach you guys? I forgot to ask.
Sure. TESHproject.org. We have a Facebook page as well, and those events are posted there.
Okay, great. We want to make sure everybody knows how they can get more information. Want to remind everyone tonight, if you got your ticket, the 72nd Annual Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce, celebrating another successful year that's positively Iberia.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we look forward to seeing everyone there. Next Thursday morning show will feature the Bayou Mardi Gras Parade. We'll kick off Acadiana area parades right here in New Iberia next Saturday, the 25th. And we'll also get the scoop on the upcoming Night at the Museum event, which is Mardi Gras themed this year. So it all fits together. I want to thank our positively exciting panel today, David Dahlquist and Aaron Bass from the TESH Project, and Carl Patrick Cooper Jr. I got all of it right,
yes,
huh, Carl? With Envision the Berry. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, follow, and share our Facebook page. It all runs together, Positively Iberia. And if you have a story idea you'd care to share, let us know. You can call the hotline at 337-352-2892. And you know, it was nice to be able to sit down for a minute this morning as we were beehive of activity next door. And you can email positivelyiberia at iberiachamber.org. Positively Iberia is produced by the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with KADN, KLAF, TV15, and of course TESH Matters here on Kane 107.5 FM and AM 1240. Thanks, Jeff. We'd especially like to thank our generous underwriter, the First National Bank of Generat, and our TV viewers, our radio listeners, callers, followers, and live cast watchers. Have a positively great week. We're looking forward to seeing y'all tonight at the Chamber's Banquet. And remember, it's only getting better.
And more of TESH Matters coming up in just a little bit. Our next guests, Iberia Crime Stoppers, and also Richard Hebert, Hebert's Garden Center, hopefully able to join us in just a little bit. Stay with us.